Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Gattun, and this is Technori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Sitting next to me is Showbiz Shelley.
Hi, Scott Gattun.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I feel like I don't ever remember what the weekend was, which
I know,
is good.
I know, because it's already Tuesday.
It's weird. Like, I don't, like, someone asked me the other day, like, oh, you know, what'd you do this weekend? Or what are you going to do this weekend? It was Friday. And I was like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't remember. How about you? Did you go to the happy birthday for someone?
I did. I passed on by and it was cool. Unexpected guest. Mayor Rahm Emanuel was there.
Of course. Mr. Tolman are...
Yeah, I didn't realize he was supposed to be there, though, but that was very cool. And I didn't realize, actually, because I've been to, obviously, the floor right when you walk in, but I didn't know there was a whole second floor. There was a whole upstairs area.
And then there's another one. There's like a ninth. On the ninth floor, they've got space, too, but it's not like this. It's just like cubicle office stuff. The guys from Jones Lang LaSalle should probably check it out because they could probably, you know, do some more leasing work, I think.
I see. So, yeah, but that was really cool. A lot of good food, too. A lot of good food, a lot of good drinks.
So this was your, I mean, was this your, this is your first kind of tech event?
Yeah, this is like my first official tech party.
And what was, like, grade it. I want you to grade it on all the things. Like, what, you're the one who knows how to go to an event. I normally just black out.
Yeah, right. So I would say.
Before I get there.
So the food was really good. And they kept it going, too. You know, sometimes the food runs out, but they kept it going. They had good drinks. They had a whole step and repeat thing, which was good news because then you could, you know, get your picture right away and text it. Yep. And so that was good. And it was a big crowd overall. I saw our guys from Guard Llama. They were there.
Joe was there, I'm sure. Yeah,
Yeah. They were all there. Overall, it was good. But I look forward to attending more with you.
Yeah, I need to go to more of these. That was the one that I should have gone to. The pictures, how late were you there?
Oh, not too late. Probably until 7 or so.
Okay. So apparently the party really got rolling about 10 o'clock and it went on for a while and there was all kinds of pictures and videos and stuff. So, you know, in general, I think that most of these events and stuff are better later. I think, you know, these tech guys are working till like 7 o'clock and then...
Well, that's good. You being a suburban person and me being an early riser, we'll have to just make an effort one time and just go out late.
Oh, yeah. I'm good with that. I'm definitely good with that. So anyway, I kind of want to tap into like what other stuff have you been seeing and what's going on?
So there's a couple kind of crazy things going on, actually. Did you hear about this? How Disney's upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean movie has been taken by hackers and they're trying to release it in little bits unless Disney gives them lots of money. So they're basically demanding money and they want to be paid in Bitcoin. And so Disney's currently working with the FBI, and they say that they're not going to pay. And basically, I get, you know, the same thing happened with Orange is the New Black a couple weeks ago, where 10 episodes were released to Netflix, or the Netflix show was released, rather, by these hackers. And same similar situation where they were asking for money, didn't get it, so they released it. But this is crazy. This, to me, is like something that happens on a TV show, not really in real life. So these guys... I mean, I would imagine their technology just keeps getting better and better that they're able to hack into Disney system and get this stuff. Right?
Oh, I mean, it's getting ridiculous now. I don't feel secure with just about anything.
Yeah. And I'm afraid to do Venmo, but I guess it doesn't even matter anymore.
We were
right?
laughing about, definitely. We were laughing before the show. Bennett came in, one of the foreign producers came in and said that I need to stop leaving the controller on because I just say whatever I say and it goes into the other room and everyone could hear it. I'm like, you know what? People are going to hack this. They're going to take this stuff no matter what.
Yeah. No, you do make me nervous with the live mic sometimes, but that's beside the point. So this is also really cool, and that is Shark Tank announced its new set of, I guess what you call them, sharks, who are going to be on for their returning season, fall of 2017. And so it's not just going to be the normal sharks, you know, Mark Cuban and Kevin O'Leary. They announced Sarah Blakely, who's the founder of Spanx, which I'm excited for that. Richard Branson, I love him, so he'll be in.
He's been
shark.
On a bunch of them back in the day.
See, I just recently became a Shark Tank person, like last couple of years, so I'll have to watch that. And then Bethany Frankel, which super excited for her. And another cool one, Alex Rodriguez.
Well, I mean, he's got plenty of money to spend.
Yeah. And I wonder if J-Lo will make an appearance.
You would hope. Maybe. I mean, this is turning into like your show.
right
about the same time that I tap out on it, all of a sudden you're all in.
I'm all in. All my people are going to be a part of it. So really cool. And then just, you know, I know we were speaking of 1871, but I just wanted to, I'm sure you heard of this, but they're adding like a whole new section.
Yeah, they've got the new incubator dedicated to, what is it, data and whatever else?
Internet of Things.
Internet of Things, yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds really cool.
Very cool. I'm super excited. I mean, I love that 1871 is kind of developing itself into a spot where we've got multiple areas of expertise. I think at first it was just, we were just happy to have like an incubator of any kind
that
was going to be available. And now as we're getting more sophisticated, we're starting to see like FinTech pop up there. They've got their own thing there. They've got the Hispanic minority, and I can't remember the name of it, but Hispanic minority and something entrepreneurship center that's running out of there. And then obviously Matter, which is associated with them as well, and healthcare.
So lots of niches.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Which is pretty sweet.
Very cool. So yeah, that's all going off me.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, this is awesome. So speaking of different events and things, obviously we've got the May 30th Technori Showcase with the Kickstarter co-founder Charles Adler on, and we've got a bunch of companies, some from Lost Arch, which is Charles Adler's new venture, and a couple from 1871, speaking of which. And speaking of Technori events, obviously everyone can go to technori.events and get their tickets. They're $20 now, but you can use promo code WGN, save 25%. But sitting next to us is Jacob Ung, who is the founder of Errand, which was on Technori last month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool to have you back in, you know, have you in the studio, not back in the studio, back with us. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, God. I love to be back.
So we had to get you back on here because you did you were so great at the presentation. He had like the one-liner of the night that everyone just started laughing. It worked out perfectly. And so I guess before we jump into your kind of thoughts and experience with Technori events, why don't you give Showbiz Shelley and the audience sort of a rundown, pun intended, on what Errand is.
Yeah, so Errand is an online marketplace that connects cleaning and service professionals to customers. Our customers are primarily homes and businesses.
So basically you can hire somebody to clean your place.
Correct. Or you can, in the near future, you can hire a plumber, a handyman, landscaper as well.
See, last time I asked him that question, he had 5 minutes to answer. So I assumed that he was going to go for like 5 minutes. And like 7 seconds in, he's like,
"No, he's
here's the deal.
Concise this time." Okay.
It's a marketplace that matches people who need shit that's getting cleaned and people who clean shit. That's what
we
do.
God, you scare me when you swear.
Exactly.
But yeah. So, okay, when I first moved into my place, I needed a handyman and I had no idea where to turn.
Yeah.
So this would have been handy,
exactly.
Will, to have.
I mean,
that's two puns, two hosts, two puns.
Yeah,
I mean, so our focus, we started off with cleaning because cleaning is the most frequently outsourced service. But as we dominated the cleaning industry, then we expand to other services. As customers trust us at their homes, then they can trust us for other services as well. So handyman is the next one that we're going to.
Where are you based out of?
Right now, we're based out of Madison, Wisconsin, but we probably moved to Milwaukee because the state is giving us, you know, some special business status to stay in Wisconsin. Every investor that invests would get like 25
tax credit. I assume you'll move into Ward 4 or something there?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay.
So I wanted to kind of have your take on some of this stuff because as a person, I see all of these different ideas and apps and marketplaces and things develop. But I am so out of touch with reality, as everyone in my world will inform you quickly.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to like laundry, cleaning, cooking, pretty much anything that is anything that you need to do in life, I have no clue. I don't even know where to start. I don't even think about it. It's just like a pile.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I'm not the most, I would say, qualified person to ask either. However, I wonder, how do you find these people? How do you qualify?
So these people find us either through our ads on Indeed, or they find us through Craigslist, or they find us, you know, by searching cleaning service in Chicago, cleaning service in Madison, and they see us ranked top on the list, and then they apply. And then we have a vigorous vetting process. We only accept about, 5 to 10% of people who apply.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. So you do vet them and you make sure.
Yeah. Our vetting process is very rigorous. 0.1% incident rate. So that's like 1 in 1,000 claims. And so we can offer our own insurance program because of that.
That's,
wow.
Yeah. So that's a key part here. I think that's one, you know, we had the guys from MyClean or something else on the Saturday show. And, you know, they're all cool. And there's a use case for all of these different services. But the one thing that's always been a challenge is like there's a difference between those who live in, you know, let's call it home A versus home B and C. And at home A, everything is pristine and it matters that like there's a fingerprint and the quality is just insane. Mm-hmm. If you break this, it's worth thousands of dollars.
I know people like this. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in home C, it's like not that there's a different person, but they literally just don't care. They want to spend their time traveling and doing whatever else. So what matters most to them is that it's swept up.
Right.
And then what ends up happening here is you've got this sort of disconnect where when a person goes onto your website versus another website to pick out their cleaner, they're like, that's not near. They start grading you down like that's not a good service. And it's like, no, it's a good service. You're just not the right customer for it.
That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the ways we, so this kind of platforms like ours, one of the huge problem that hasn't been really solved well is that how do you keep people on the platform after you, you know, get a cleaner from our website? How do you keep people on our platform, both the customer and the cleaner? And so we're trying to solve that by doing a lot of special things. One way we're doing is that even though we're dealing with independent contractors, they start off at in Chicago $15 an hour, but we don't keep them at that rate. Every $6,000 they earn, we raise that rate by $1 an hour up to $20 an hour. And this is something that no other companies are doing, dealing with independent contractors. But we do that because we want to keep them on our platform. We believe that incentivizing both sides of the equation would keep them happy, would keep them on our platform.
That's it. So then do you set the rates? Do you have different rates for different types of services or people?
Right now we focus on cleaning, so we set the rate average about $24 an hour. But a maximum that we pay a clean professional is like $20 an hour. So we only get like $4 an hour, but we provide insurance, we provide satisfaction guarantee, we provide another person to show up if the cleaner has an emergency or something like that.
Did this come about because you have just a super messy place?
Yeah, it came about when I was working. I used to work for a software company in Madison called Epic. It's a huge software healthcare company. And I tried to find a cleaning service in Madison, but it's, you know, super hard to find one, good one. So therefore, I decided to start this. There's a huge potential for this. And the best part is, you know, once you find someone, you can stick with the person on our platform, you know, without having to talk to the cleaning professional.
Yeah.
You can manage everything online, pay everything online too.
Yeah, and so for you, like you say, the next step is handyman. What else? What other types of people are you looking to involve?
We're looking to involve like office cleaning. We joined a huge generator program. It's like a nationally ranked top 15 accelerator program. So we just graduated from that. And so through the program, we are looking to expanding to office cleaning, because office cleaning is the other huge thing that people use and buy, but they don't really measure the results. Right?
Yeah.
They just, you know, assume the person does a good job. But funny enough, sometimes when you come back in the office at night, you see your cleaner chilling around, you know, throwing a party in your office. I have complaints like that.
Yeah. And the other, it's funny because like we're at a space that has not that problem. But one of the problems, and if you asked even the guys, our sponsors that are sitting there who handle real estate, one of the big problems that we notice is that there's a difference between cleaning your office and cleaning the office.
Huh.
Cleaning the office, meaning the hallways and the lobby and things like that to make sure it's swept and fine, is one thing. Sweeping around really expensive equipment and paperwork and things that are incredibly valuable, and you go, like this, I'm coming to work tomorrow morning and these are the two things I need, and then I get there and it looks like this, or it looks worse, it looks like that.
Right.
Now we've got a serious problem.
Yeah.
And you don't even know who to report to because they're like, oh, who was on shift here? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Versus a service like this where you could literally have accountability. You could say, like, you know, whatever this company's management company of this building's management company handles all of the common area, but you have your own personal cleaner that the office decides to hire or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet. And then, you know, kind of the other thing I thought was unique about what you were doing was you mentioned building on the platform and taking a particular focus on how having people stay on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
It is a legitimate thing. Like people will go on there, find it's like I'm forgetting the name of it, care.com or whatever. It's, you know, Sitter City is another example where people will go and they meet a person. Like full disclosure, I've done this where like I get a person and I'm like, listen, I don't actually have a baby. I have a dog and the dog needs sitting I'm like, I'm going to pay you, but like, I'm not going to pay you adult. I'm not going to pay you baby fees.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to pay you what I would pay for a baby, even though I love this more than a baby. I love more than anybody else's baby for sure.
How do you know? You haven't had a baby.
I don't have a baby, but I love him more than other people's babies.
Okay.
I know that.
Well, that's
so
fair.
At any rate, so then I tell him, like, watch the dog, and I pay him this. And then I obviously never go back on cars.com. I never go on care.com. And obviously this person goes back on, but, like, we have a relationship off. So now care.com lost the money.
Right, right.
And so you've got to figure out, like, how do you stop that and create loyalty?
Right.
And loyalty is a funny thing, is it's really hard. You can't just, like, part of it's brand protection, building a great brand. But ultimately you've got to create a service that makes these people go, you know what, I stick to this thing because they support me in a lot of ways. And one of the ways I see you guys maybe heading, if you haven't looked down this path already, is the group benefits like Trinet and Insperity and things that will actually offer the ability. Now, granted, they have to be employees or there's certain distinctions of how you categorize your workforce, but you have the ability actually to provide benefits, 401ks, investment benefits, healthcare, you know, dental, all this stuff to a fleet of people. And if you get this scale to a point where you're making enough money, you could actually afford to pay that group benefit because you're big enough.
Right.
And now you've got a whole fleet of people who are provided insurance,
mm-hmm.
or at least some sort of piece of insurance.
Right. Yeah, so hopefully you'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at the hybrid model as well, because we raised, you know, our cleaning professionals rate up to $20 an hour.
Yep.
As the cleaner max out at 20, we may convert them to an employee, and then they get benefits. This is to, you know, further incentivize them.
Yeah.
And then as an employee, they can take care of our higher value customers.
No, for sure. Because I think in the tech world, we're battling every day with, you know, we do it with our team too. You battle with like the value of 1099 and then employee. And then like, when are you an employee or when are you part-time, full-time? Like, these guys are putting in full-time, but they're not even paid part-time. So it's like, how do you do it?
Yeah, it's kind of grayish.
Right.
It's a challenge. But this is cool. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. Where do people go to learn more about Aaron?
Yeah, they can go on our website, aaron.com. And as a, you know, as a thank you to you guys doing a great job at Technori, you know, you guys, listeners, can get a free hour of service if you use a discount code radio.
Nice, radio. All right.
Radio.
So where do they go? They go to aaron.com?
Yeah, and then on the last page of checkout, they can key in radio to get a 3-hour service.
Nice.
Well, that's worth it.
I can clean out my condo real quick this
morning. Yeah, everything is insured. Everything is vetted. So you get best service.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in here. This is great, and best of luck to you. Obviously, let us know when else we can help you.
Yeah, thank you both for your time. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Shoba Shelley, thank you, of course.
Thanks, Scott.
As always. You can watch this episode on more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes. Stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Follow me at Katoon. Follow Shoba Shelley at Shoba Shelley. Boom, that's a wrap.